One syllable.
Ken's not cool.
What's your name?
My name is...
I'm just Ken.
It's showtime.
It is showtime, and it is National Ken Day, apparently. Good morning. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. JP out on a little staycation type of action.
Yeah, he's only going to be gone 3 days.
I know.
Normally, he takes 2 weeks in a row.
Normally, it's 2 weeks in a row.
He's like, I'm going to be gone for half a month. I'll see you guys later.
He's like, don't worry. I'll take it a little easy on you this time.
Yeah.
Well, which I think about this all the time, and I think it's mainly just because I am a procrastinator. I am a practicing procrastinator. Would you rather go on a vacation for like a few days?
Mm-hmm.
You only get to go somewhere cool for like, let's say, 4 total. Or would you have a whole week of a staycation? Which one would you prefer?
I like the whole week off. I like to have a week off. It's nice when I do, the occasion that happens. It's nice to, because although I always find too, like halfway through it, I start thinking about how it's almost over. And then last half is not as fun as it should be.
You're wondering how you can like really squeeze the most out of your vacation halfway through. You're like, okay, I got to do these things by
these like,
days.
Then I'm like, doggone it. I've already almost gotten there and I haven't even got off this couch.
I've squandered it away.
Yes. What am I? No. You know, that kind of thing.
I think some of that, I hate to say it out loud, I think some of it comes with age.
Probably.
And that's not a dig at your age.
Oh, I'm okay.
That's because I think I'm getting there too.
Yeah.
Where I'd rather have the whole week for a staycation because I'm like, oh, then I can actually clean and
see. That's not
do a bunch of things.
No. That
and
isn't
sleep
even,
in.
Cleaning doesn't even cross my mind. Like that's not.
It crosses my mind a little.
That's
bit.
That's a lady thing. That's not an age thing.
I just do it. Well, the thing is,
my wife is so little.
Well, I'm not. Jackson's the clean freak. Between him and I.
Then I can't explain you, which I should have known. Like, I should realize that's, after how many years now, it's impossible.
I think it's because I do so little of it, or like such a bare minimum thing throughout my life daily, that I kind of want like a one fell swoop overhaul, so I can say, yeah, but I do that deep clean once, you know what I'm saying?
You should deep clean this side of the counter in the studio.
JP's out, so I'm on the other side working the board, or like running the board, working the board, sounds weird. So Nick's sitting where I typically sit, and I would say I Lysoled before you, but I felt we could play God for a few days, maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about how to describe where I'm sitting right now, and the only thing coming to mind is not clean.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. So it seems like the internet has made a stink about Kate Middleton and where she's at, you know, the royal family, and there's just been a whole lot in sports and stuff like that. So somehow this story got buried, but Jelly Roll underwent a major mouth surgery recently. And Nick, the work he got done is actually, it's pretty extensive. So his wife, Bunny Exo, filmed the whole thing so we could like get kind of like an inside look about how sweet and nice he is, despite all the pain he was about to go through. He was drugged up in the dentist chair. Jelly said, quote, I've had these same veneers for 20 years. I'm finally getting them replaced.
Nice.
And I'm getting some implants and some cavities done.
Ooh.
And some wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh,
I mean... The whole gambit.
That's not a fun day.
And I one time had two cavities. I have deep trenches, they said, about my bottom teeth. That's
nice.
Something I should add into my Twitter bio, I feel like.
That's a compliment.
And then the makings of like three ones that might start. And this was when I was like getting back into sweets. And I got all five cavities addressed at the same time, thinking like, okay, I'm too busy. I'll just get it all done at once. And I wish I wouldn't have done that. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's not like it hurts
necessarily.
Your whole head
probably didn't feel good.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, Jeff, that was just that. And he's having veneers replaced and implants. I have one dental implant. Like, I can't imagine doing all of this work at once.
No.
In the video, you can hear Bunny say, self-care 2024, baby, love it. And then that's the moment you see definitely, like, the drugs that hit Jelly Roll's system. The dentist off-screen asks, how you feeling? And then it takes Jelly Roll a pretty long pause. Then he just says, sexy, making nice. Everybody bust out laughing.
Nice.
Zach Bryan went from Pittsburgh to Buffalo on his Quitting Time tour, but he left his brain behind before he got on stage. Here's him addressing the crowd.
How's everyone feeling in Pittsburgh this evening? Guys, I'm so sorry here in Pittsburgh last night. I swear to God, I know I'm Buffalo. I'm so sorry, Buffalo.
He has to apologize profusely to Buffalo. Yes, he addressed the crowd as Pittsburgh. And then he added that this happened to him one time before in Detroit, and he almost got attacked by, quote, four dudes in a parking lot, which I could also see.
Oh, yeah.
If you hate your team's GM and feel like you could do better, Luke Combs can absolutely relate. I know that you saw this, Nick. Mm-hmm. The Carolina Panthers just traded away star linebacker Brian Burns to the Giants this week, and Luke took to social media to express how frustrated he is. He's born and raised in North Carolina, so he's a ride or die. The Panthers only got second and fifth round draft picks in the deal, so he's sad to lose him, but he's also mad they didn't get more. He tagged the Panthers and said in all caps, what are we doing? With all these question marks, exclamation points. No first round pick for Christian McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns. Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? He also added, I usually don't comment on these kinds of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point. The Panthers haven't made the playoffs since 2017. Only two teams have longer droughts, eight seasons for the Broncos and 13 for the Jets. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 86.9.
There it went.
There it went. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, we're going to try that again. Okay. 3, 2, 1. I've been waiting on some good news. Good things to brighten your day this morning is JP Coriel. Husker Nick Mornings. I'm Coriel, sitting in the seat where JP usually sits, flying the board. And then Husker Nick is subjected to my like rat's nest of a corner over there.
No, it's great. This is wonderful. It's like I'm inside your brain over here.
You know what they say? Leave the place better than how you found it.
Yeah.
So I expect a full deep clean over there.
I feel like I'm inside your brain, and I'll be honest with you, it's a lot more crowded than I thought.
Well, Nick, let's start with your good things today.
My good thing is a person by the name of Wolfgang Van Halen. That's right. You might recognize the last name. This is the son of Eddie Van Halen. He donated $100,000 to launch a special program to support public schools to acquire instruments for their music programs. And basically what they do is they go around the country and they find schools that are desperate to start a music program that can't afford it, and they donate $100,000. He said music's been a huge part of his life and for his family, and this is just another way for him to help, you know, young students get to do the same thing. So very, very cool going around the country and helping kids, you know, get the musical instruments they need to have bands or be in the school band. But he's buying like guitars and drum sets and all the stuff.
The whole nine yards. Yeah.
Yep. So
being able to have that as an outlet for a young kid too, even if they don't make a career out of it or whatever, it teaches you a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Does Carter play an instrument? I can't remember.
Nope. He does a lot of sports. He never really wanted to do instruments. Yeah.
Shocking.
That's my guy.
Well, my good thing is every single day I do this on the side, and maybe you do something like this too. Maybe you need a little brain break at work and you play Wordle, for example. Wordle is, well, it's now owned by the New York Times, but it's that thing where you have to guess the word of the day, and then it gives you different colors to signify whether or not that letter's in the word, and if it is, if it's in the right place, yada, yada, yada. So the New York Times is rolling out the green, yellow, and white carpet. Those are the colors that's used in the thing. Okay. To mark a major milestone, this Friday is the 1,000th Wordle puzzle. And if you solve it, you get a special treat. The first 1,000 people who use Wordle and then like get the answer right, they get a promo code for 1 month free trial of Super Duolingo. If you've ever heard of like Babbel or something like that, it's like the language learning app or program. I have just the regular Duolingo on my phone. It's basically that you can learn new languages super fun and easy. It's actually like quite a challenge, so it's pretty cool. So check it out. Headspace is also offering like a 60-day free trial with like a discount code. I think Uber and Pickleball and stuff like that also have different things that you can win with that too. So if you like to tease your brain, wake up your brain, there and play those go. Brain busters, there'll be an extra perk.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I call sandwiches Sammy's, Sandoozles, or Adam Sandler's. Air conditioners are Cool Blasters with a Z. I don't know where that came from. I call cakes big old cookies. I call noodles long ass rice. Fried chicken is fry fry chicky chick. Chicken parm is chicky chicky parm.
Chicky chicky parm parm. That's Tom Haverford, the character on Parks and Rec. Good morning, it's JP Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. So we have different words for common things in our household, specifically like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the remote, it was just the changer.
Yeah, the clicker, I think, is what my dad always called it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which sounds more indicative of what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, hand me the remote, I'd be like, what even is that? But if you're like, hand me the clicker or like the changer.
It's a remote control.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't. I think a remote's a dumb word for it.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
A friend also calls jet skis boater cycles. Which nice. I think is also pretty clever, and I found a couple other funny names for things. And this one I learned recently, I think from like Instagram Reels or something. It was this comedian, and they called them birthquakes instead of contractions.
Oh, okay.
Like a pregnant woman having the contractions and blah, blah, blah. And she just, it was a fun way. She's like, I'm having some birthquakes.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. My son, is asking for his phone or where his phone is, he's always like, hey dad, could you where's that, have you seen that thing, you know, that thing you use to track me wherever I go? And I'm like, shut up, your phone. Give me a minute. He's such a butt.
That thing you use to track me wherever I go
takes away my freedom.
Donuts, sugar bagels.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Oh, you have?
I have heard that before.
I've
yeah
never heard that. Also, I think we need to make a case here. Why is Iceland Iceland and Greenland Greenland?
Because
they're the opposite. Iceland yeah, is green and Greenland Vikings, is ice.
Literally, Vikings did not want people to go to the to Iceland.
Oh, really?
Literally. So they named Greenland Greenland. They named Greenland Greenland.
Are you serious?
Even though it's full of ice, because they wanted people to think that it was like a good place to be. And they named Iceland Iceland because they didn't want... Like, why would you ever invade something called Iceland?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to
that
be there.
Is- maniacal
yeah.
and genius.
Yes, that's why they're the opposites.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, man. So that's, no, that's good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Like, I'm sure there is. If my head wasn't like about to explode today, I would be able to think of this
Thanks
stuff.
Thanks a lot, Paulin.
I know.
Randomized blind date trial should be trick or treatment. Milk should be cereal sauce or like cereal juice.
cereal juice.
Couch.
Oh,
how about this for couch? Human shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I
would agree. I would agree. Absolutely. And then also this one, I think I can get away with this one. Hemorrhoids. Hear me out. Asteroids.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Okay, here we go. Sorry.
We're good?
You know what? I should have done this before. I gotta switch this over to the next screen here so I can actually do two things at once. Okay, there we go. So you heard three. Both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump crossed the primary finish line, so to speak, last night as both locked in enough delegates to secure their party's nomination for president. Also at 3A. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan outlined the package at a White House press briefing yesterday, saying, quote, on behalf of President Biden, I'm announcing an emergency package of security assistance of $300 million worth of weapons and equipment for Ukraine. That money for the aid comes from already funded Pentagon contracts that Sullivan said were negotiated well, in quotations, leaving some savings on the table to be tapped for the package. While the new assistance will be sent to Ukraine without the need for congressional approval, Sullivan said, quote, this package does not displace and should not delay the critical need to pass the bipartisan national security bill.
Two.
The former Boeing employee who had been giving evidence as a whistleblower in a lawsuit against the company has been found dead in South Carolina from, quote, what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, yeah, okay.
According to a news release from the Charleston County Coroner, John Barnett was in Charleston to give a formal deposition in relation to a defamation case that had filed that he had filed against Boeing. He had previously accused the company of denigrating his character and hampering his career, allegations that Boeing has denied. Barnett retired from Boeing in 2017 and began talking about issues he saw at the company, like substandard parts being used to avoid production delays. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years. This comes after recent news of like things falling off of Boeing planes and technical errors and stuff like that too. So
yikes.
That's all very strange.
That's crazy.
Very strange timing. Don't you think?
I mean, yes, he definitely did not kill himself. This is how this happens apparently. What is this, Russia?
No kidding.
One!
All right, and great news, Coach of the Year, men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg. He's
All
been
right.
named the Big Ten Co-Coach of the Year, sharing the award with Purdue head coach Matt Painter. This is the first time since 2015 that the award's been shared. It's the second most wins in Nebraska's program history with 22 regular season wins. The Huskers are the number 3 seed for this week's Big Ten tournament, which is
8 o'clock
played
on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
So Friday night.
Is that against Indiana, Penn State, or Michigan?
It depends on who wins to get to them. That's kind of where Nebraska's at. And how cool is that for Coach Hoiberg, considering just like if you think back, go look at his record for the time he's been here. He's really built this thing up, and it's taken some time and some lumps, but we've got here. So
yeah.
Hopefully he keeps it going. That'd be good.
Yeah, absolutely. What a cool feeling to have to be able to like, weren't they projected like 12th? Or something like that.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, not that low, but they weren't expected to win.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's
bad.
Yeah,
I got that number somewhere.
They weren't expected to win a ton this year, and he's done a great job.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's what's trending today.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Hoping to resolve this so we don't tear a family apart in couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it is usually between people that are in a relationship, but every once in a while we get a couple of brothers, a couple of sisters, and today mm-hmm. it's a couple of family members, and it's an issue with Charlie and his mom, Sharon, and Charlie's the one who brought it to our attention. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. What's going on with you and your mom, man?
Well, you know, she wants a big family photo. You know, my sister's husband, her kids, and other members of the family, and I think it could be a really great moment to have a photo like this, but the problem is she also wants my ex-wife to be in the photo. We've been divorced for 5 years now, man.
That was the next question. For 5 years?
5 years divorced. And
I have nothing to do with her, you know, except for when it comes to our kids. For her birthday, okay. Which I understand, but I mean, this isn't a part of the family anymore.
You don't want your ex in this photo with you?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, we're not friendly anymore.
So you and your ex-wife, because this does happen, you just are not friends. Like, you're barely cordial. Do you have kids?
We do have kids.
Okay.
And I you know, I love the kids. I take care of the kids. But I want nothing to do with her, and I don't want her in this photo.
Mm.
And your mom knows this, right? That you guys don't, you and your ex-wife, like, you're not friends? You don't get along?
I mean, she has to know that we're not friends anymore. And yeah. I guess she just has an attachment to her as being the mother of our children. But, I mean, it's just, you know, it's absolutely uncool. It's insane.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's bring your mom, Sharon, in. Sharon, you understand about Charlie's relationship with his ex, right?
I understand, but this is my birthday, and it's my relationship with her and a photo I want for my birthday. She'll always be family to me. I mean, I think he's blown this picture really out of proportion. I'll tell you that.
How so?
Mean, I just feel like the mother of my grandchildren would still be around if Charlie didn't mess up his marriage with her.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Really, I still adore her. I find her just, she's a friend. She'll always be family to me. I mean, my grandchildren, she bore my grandchildren, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie, really, this is my birthday. You know, it's my request. Just get along. For one picture, please stop throwing such a ridiculous, childish fit. It's a picture.
Charlie.
I brought her into the family. You know, that was my decision. And regardless of who ruined the marriage, Mom, we're no longer together. We're not friends. I don't want her there. And it's just, it's very uncomfortable for me.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
So.
Take it to the people.
I don't like this. Take it to the people. Charlie, I just think you're out of bounds.
I don't think he is. As someone who's divorced, I don't think he is out of bounds about this at all.
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I will for sure be on Charlie's side for this. I'm sorry, Sharon, but I as someone who's gone through that, I am firm on his side with this.
But her children are going to be in the photo.
That's
and
great.
And that's their family. And this is a family photo. I mean, I really don't get the problem. All right? I don't.
Okay. All right,
it's my birthday.
Well, we'll take it to the people and see what they have to say about it. And what do you guys think, Nick? Coriel?
I just think it's super awkward. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that it's her birthday, her request, and there's a relationship there between Sharon and the ex-wife, but it boils down to it being her son's relationship, and
you'd have to see this photo every time he came over there.
Yeah, Charlie's right. Like, she wouldn't be a part of the picture. The ex-wife wouldn't be a part of the picture, pun intended, if he hadn't, you know, like, cultivated that relationship.
Right.
Sharon wouldn't even know this woman if it weren't for Charlie.
What happens when he starts having someone he's serious with and then he brings her around?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a good
like
question.
That, are you going to have the ex-wife and this new person around? Or,
ooh,
like, that's all.
Well, for later.
Wait for
later.
That. Okay. We've got to have people pick a firm side. So let's take it to the people.
Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Whose side are you on when it comes to Charlie and his mom, Sharon?
Pretty cut and dry, Team Charlie, the ex-wife, is not invited. Or Team Sharon, invite the ex-wife.
I'm trying to clarify, yes, it is for her birthday. It's a photo celebrate her birthday.
Charlie's mom, Sharon, wants a big family photo for her birthday. She wants to include the ex-wife. Charlie and her do not get along. The ex-wife doesn't think it's appropriate. They've been divorced for years, but Sharon thinks she might still be in the picture if, for whatever reason, she said something about ruining a marriage.
She has a relationship.
I don't know.
She has a friendly relationship
with her,
with
and
ex.
It's the mother of her grandkids.
Okay.
She wants her in the photo.
You can let us know what side you're on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, for Couples Therapy.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Couples Therapy Wednesday. The issue at hand, if you're just joining us, is Charlie, who reached out to us because his mom wants them to do a family photo for her birthday. And, like, everybody's going to be there. Charlie, his sister's husband and kids, Charlie's kids, other surviving members of the family. Going to be a big photo. The problem is that Charlie's mom, Sharon, wants Charlie's ex-wife to be in the photo, too, with him and the kids. They've been divorced for 5 years now. They have nothing to do with each other except for when it comes to the kids. And he does not want her in the family photo that's going to be probably hanging in mom's house and other people's houses if they want copies of it. The family members.
I didn't even think about that part of
right.
it. Oh, Lord.
Like, your great aunt's in the photo, and she's like, I'd like a copy of that, too, because that's the whole family right there.
On Facebook, KX969, still a very resounding Team Charlie. Team Charlie from Brian, his mom could get a separate picture with the ex. That seems to be a common, maybe, compromise. Katie, the mom's in the wrong. This is messed up. Chrissy, Team Charlie. Karen, Team Charlie. It sounds like the mom needs to accept they're divorced and time to move on. And, yeah, a lot of folks are saying the mom's out of bounds with this.
If I was Charlie and my mother insisted on this, number one, I would never let her live it down. And number two, I would buy like a Michael Myers mask sticker and put it over her face on every time I came over to my mom's house and pop it right on.
Oh, over the ex-wife's.
Every time. You can just keep reprinting this dumb photo. Go for it.
Ooh, Crystal says, how awkward. My parents are divorced. And as a child, I wouldn't want that. And for the kids, it can cause some questions and possibly confusion. Totally team Charlie. Sharon can get a separate photo of just her and the ex.
Stick it to the phones as well. Good morning.
Why can't they just take two pictures?
One with Charlie in there and
I think he
one
just doesn't want her there at the event.
Yeah, one with the ex-wife and one without. Like, have one with her in it for mom, you know, like for her birthday or whatever, and then...
How weird is that, though, if Charlie's sister and his family and then other surviving members of the family and then mom are in the photo with
they're
the
like,
ex
hey,
and the kids.
Get out.
But no Charlie.
I think it's weird no matter what.
I'm glad it's not my problem. Yeah, you're just throwing stuff against the wall and saving like the sick.
We
get it.
Need it. We need it.
We need all the help we can get.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Kix.
Well, yeah. I said we might as well invite Charlie's first and his prom date, too.
Just have everybody be in the photo?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're important in his life, too. But, yeah, no way. No way. The ex is gone. You move on.
Okay.
Dude, I'll be honest. If I was Charlie and my mom insisted on this, I would go right down to the adult dance club, and I would ask one of them to wear whatever skimpy little tiny outfit they want to and show up with me to this thing as my new girlfriend.
Your new girlfriend.
And I want her in the photo, Mom. Come on, Mom. She's going to be family soon.
Destiny wants to be in the photo, too.
She's an aspiring dentist. She's just, you know, saving money for college, right?
Paying for college. Let's go. Paying the bills.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
Sons before.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. Hi, Kix.
Well, I first got to ask, does this ex-wife come to other family functions like birthday parties or Christmas, anything like that?
It doesn't sound like
it doesn't sound like it.
I mean, honestly, if she doesn't do that, then she's not truly part of the family and the mom's just being quite spiteful, I feel. And so I'm on Team Charlie.
Dude, I told you guys off air, I've seen this in play. I have a cousin who got divorced and my aunt invites his ex-wife to every event and to get family photos, the whole nine yards, and it's a disaster. I can tell you it's a disaster. And then my uncle, my aunt's brother, has been divorced a few times, and she invites back his ex-wives because they're all part of the family. They'll sit there and complain about my uncle, and I'm just like, I don't know why you're talking to me about this.
You're like,
you're not my family. That's my uncle.
Where you are like, right now?
Yes. And I don't know what this relationship that we're talking about is like, but I've seen this in play. Yikes.
I understand keeping your own relationship with some of these people that come into your life because that's your own personal choice. But now when you're just completely ignoring your own children's wishes, it's just, it is tough.
I love my mom and I know she means well. Sometimes she still has conversations with my ex, very rarely, but she does not come to our family events.
Your mom doesn't invite her to be like in pictures and stuff.
Right. No, there's no coming over for somebody's birthday. We had separate graduation parties for Tristan when he graduated high school because it's just that's the way you do it. I unfortunately really do still think the world of her parents. They're good people, but they've had no contact with me since the divorce. And I'm like, okay, cool. I got my family. She's got her family.
Yeah,
and that's the way
just,
it is.
As long as the
kids, as long as the kids still have that connection to both families, that's all that matters. What goes on between me and my ex does not matter anymore.
So you think because Charlie and his ex-wife are definitely not cordial to the point where she's coming around still for a lot of events, like where it would make sense that maybe his mom will want her in a picture, you think Sharon should respect Charlie's wishes, right?
I absolutely do. If Sharon wants to get a photo with the ex-wife and the two kids and just the four of them, Sharon and the two kids, that's fine.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Good happy medium.
We bring Sharon and Charlie back in here. Charlie, how are you feeling about the responses from our listeners?
I mean, I'm feeling good. It kind of vindicates how I'm feeling, you know? I mean, a lot of people agree with me that it's just not cool to have her there. You know, she's not a part of the family anymore. And I guess, you know, we could do the compromise where my ex-wife takes a photo with just the kids and my mom, but how hurtful, right? I mean, why is my mom choosing my ex over me? It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. It's just insane.
Sharon, are you seeing where he's coming from with this and from what our listeners are saying?
Yes, but I'm not choosing her over you, Charlie. Not at all. This is hard getting older. It's my birthday. Maybe I'll just say the heck with it and take a selfie and I'll be my own family.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, no.
We need to go that far. But
Sharon, it seems that most everybody would prefer maybe like a happy medium in this situation, if anything. Maybe you could arrange a photo with just the ex-wife and the kids on the side, but probably try to respect Charlie's wish and not having her in the photo. Would you be okay with that?
Not really, but I'll do it.
Okay, well,
you know, if it's going to make Charlie happy. But I really feel sad because I really love this woman, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you don't,
I understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't like her anymore. He shouldn't have done what he did to her. He's not the hero in this
well,
story.
But,
we don't
okay,
need to dive into
right, and we're not going to dive into that because Charlie,
that's a whole other
Charlie
issue.
I'm sure you have scars from what she did to you. It's probably a little bit of he said and she said, so we could just stay away from that.
We hope that no matter what, if there is a photo that happens, we hope that it turns out in a way that both you and your son can keep a nice relationship between each other and no feelings get hurt. So good luck.
Well, thank you. And you could wish me happy birthday.
Absolutely, Sharon. Happy birthday. Thank you for being on our show.
Happy birthday.
We hope you have a great birthday and
yeah.
Spend it with your family, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You bet. Charlie,
thank you guys.
Charlie,
happy birthday,
thank you too,
mom.
Buddy.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Again! Again! Again!
Nice. That's like the Trolls, the Trolls TV show. Good morning. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. JP out on a little vacation.
Oh, I knew what that was from. I've got a 5-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I knew exactly what that was from.
I actually only know that because of TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. That's a trending sound on TikTok.
Trolls or like any of their movies or seeing any of the Sing movies.
Is it the music in the background that you identify it from?
No, that them
the
like
actual,
with their
the clip,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Again.
It's yes, that's exactly.
I'm sure that's how JP is going to be like when he gets back from his little vacation. He's just like, "Ha, again. I'd like to
ready
do that
to
again. I'd like to just leave him behind in the dust."
No, I know. Like
no,
I was
he needs vacation.
When he told us that he was going on his staycation, I told him, I was like, "Man, part of me's sad for you because like for example, the next vacation I'm going to take, it's one I do every single year and it seems like as soon as it's over, I'm like, "God, I wish I was back doing this all over again already." But all my best buds, we go golfing. We have a weekend where we do it's a day of debauchery is what we do, where we go golfing. It's for a fantasy football league to get your like where you're, you know, where you're going to draft.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because it's all these guys that I only see like that time of year, one time a year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But we go golfing in the morning. We pick a course somewhere in the Midwest. Real nice one. Go golf. So that's always something you look forward to. Then we play darts. We have a darts tournament.
And then we'll
have some sort of like gambling poker or something like that. And then we end up staying there in a hotel, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And it's always something where like I leave and I'm like, oh, I would love to just be doing this again right now already.
Yeah.
So that's coming up in like a month and I'm already looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always a good time. I mean, you know.
Do you know where you're going to go this time?
Somewhere in western Nebraska. Which you have to understand when I say that.
Have you gone to Bayside yet?
No.
Okay, I need to get you hooked up. Homegirl Allie, she's from Sydney. She has a lake house on Ogallala.
Okay.
Pinky's out. And
nice.
The Bayside golf course out there is like almost basically where they're... Actually, one of the holes is their backyard. Like,
yeah, I would be in.
It's beautiful out there.
We stayed in Omaha last year and went to Indian Creek, and that was amazing. That's where the Corn Ferry Tour is.
Oh, cool.
And then we went up to... Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It was in South Dakota, and it's a pro course, and it was so fun
fancy
to be
kit.
At.
The kind where you have to wear a polo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Just remember though, like when I say I don't remember where we're going, I think it's Western Nebraska. Western Nebraska is basically Seward and on for me. So like once I get to Seward, I'm like, oh my God, it's the Wild West out here. You know what I mean? So just remember, we could just be going to Kearney. I don't know. Like, I have no idea this time.
I used to call Kearney Western Nebraska, and then somebody finally pointed it out.
And then they were like, hey.
No, it is Central Nebraska.
Map.
Look, literally, right
map.
Here in the central
No. You have Omaha, which is Eastern Nebraska. Lincoln is Central Nebraska. And then you get...
Seward and on is Western
Nebraska.
Husker Nick's book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's the Wild West out there.
I think my...
basically in Colorado.
Yes. I think... Well, I wish. I think something that I just can't wait to do is... And I don't do this annually like you do, but... And I've only done it once. I really cannot wait to go back to Germany.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like Europe. I cannot wait to do it again. But, I mean, there's a little bit of planning that goes... into that.
Yeah.
By planning, I mean a lot of work to save money.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't cheap, that's for sure. But I mean, yeah. I think there's also just annual things that people look forward to. I do things like
that. Oh, for sure.
Like trips with friends. And
I mean,
whatnot,
if you want to be simple about it, like right after I finished making out with my wife, I'm like, man, I'd love to do that again.
Oh my God. I don't know how that feels. No, I'm just kidding. I hope Jackson isn't listening.
Memories.
Just kidding. You know, like, well, how about the things that you
can't... Poor Jess.
Can't...
She's rolling over right now. But what in the hell? She's not even listening to the show. And somehow in the
her
back of her brain...
Her ears are burning and she
yeah, she's like,
happening.
Oh, God. What did my
she
husband just say
happening.
About me?
On Facebook, KX969, the things that you just can't wait to do again. And I know we gave examples of like these big annual trips and, you know, or like going
anything.
All the way... to a whole different country and everything, or continent.
Or just smooching with your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be anything. Maybe you just want to, I don't know, you can't wait to be lazy for an entire weekend again.
Yeah.
Let us know on Facebook, KX96.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life.
And it's Florida Man Game.
Oh, baby.
JP Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. I'm Coriel in for JP is on staycation. Husker Nick in. And we've got Joni on the line. Joni, how is your day?
Real good. Good. How's yours?
Oh, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good.
Hopefully it's still a good day after I tell you these pretty crazy stories from Florida men or Florida women, Florida people. I just need you to tell me if these stories are true or false, okay? And Nick, there's a giveaway here usually, right?
Yeah, Coriel's obsessed with buttocks. She definitely 110% will make sure that she includes something about someone's rear end, their keister, you know, in her stories, and that's
yes.
her giveaway. It's her thing. I don't know.
It isn't always the case, but almost
always. I'd like to say it's not an obsession, but it is.
I'd like to say that as well. Okay, Joni, headline number one. Are you ready to jump in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Florida man caught driving Cougar Patrol truck facing charges. True or false?
True.
Unfortunately, in this case, it is not true. It is actually the Booty Patrol truck. I didn't want to give you that right away because you would have thought that was false.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, okay.
It's an actual vehicle.
So where was JP? What was he doing now?
Yeah, wait. Do we have eyes on JP?
Yeah.
This truck was painted similar to a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol vehicle, and it says Booty Patrol, big, bold letters on there, and it says that deputies like had discovered this person has multiple run-ins with law enforcement. Probably no shocker there. And this truck even has a TikTok account. Be careful if you're going to search that, though, and what computer you're searching that on if you're trying to look for that. Headline number two, Joni. Florida man attacks woman with weapon for talking during TV show.
Good Lord.
True or false?
True.
Unfortunately, that is true, but... there is a little bit of levity here. It was during King of the Hill, so I feel like if it was like maybe anything other than that show, it would be at least something to giggle about.
Oh,
but no,
goodness.
No, it was King of the Hill. Okay. Florida man charged for pretending to drown, then flinging jellyfish at beachgoers. True or false?
True.
You're crushing this today, Joni.
Yeah, she's all over.
Yeah.
She's got it.
It is true. This guy, so it was strange. It was a serial, like, pretend to drown her, because I don't know what else you would label that. He almost did it for fun. He just wanted to see the shrieks or like the white on people's faces, like white as a ghost, and then the shrieking and freaking out. He did this repeatedly for actually an absurd amount of time before somebody finally called him in. It was just so strange. Okay, Florida man fakes diarrhea to get out of speeding ticket. True or false?
It's gonna be false.
Man, she's got this down. She knows your tells.
It is false.
You'd be a horrible poker player, Coriel.
I know. Joni's gonna rake me for all I'm worth. Okay, so Florida man breaks into jail to hang out with friends. True or false?
I'd say probably true.
Joni, you got just about all of them right. Good job, Joni. You won a $25 Jet Flash Car Wash gift card. Thank you for playing Florida Man Game.
Thanks.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Your big thing today for JP Coriel Husker Nick mornings is your workplace. Wednesdays, if you listen to Kicks while you work, tell us where that is and your shout outs for your coworker besties, the ones that help you actually survive the day, you know? You can do this at KZKX.com and you get qualified for a Maze popcorn bar. They have some amazing flavors, not just like the standard, like salt and butter and like white cheddar. There's even like jalapeno ones and other crazy concoctions, sweet ones too. So Maze is a pretty prime snack for the office or wherever it is that you work. Shout out to Crystal at Civil Design Group. Also Maddie at Nebraska Environmental Trust. There's Lorraine at American Lift and Sign Service. Martha at Complete Children's Health, thank you so much for listening and working real hard, Martha. Jennifer added another note to hers. Jennifer and Heather, both at UNL Animal Science Department, they always, I think it never fails, every week, submit for this. Jennifer says, I'm getting vibes that you all think we should win the popcorn bar, and I totally agree. Shout out to my awesome office mate, Heather, who is a brightness to my day. That's so sweet. Those are some, that's a coworker bestie. That is your bestie at work right there, Jennifer and Heather, a prime example. If you want to try to go toe-to-toe with Jennifer and Heather, maybe you think you have a better work bestie, let us know at KZKX.com. Gonna be hard to beat. Tell us where it is that you work and listen to Kicks. Get qualified for that Maze popcorn bar also. If you didn't hear your shout-out, that's okay. Throughout the day today for Workplace Wednesdays, we'll periodically give you those shout-outs. I appreciate you for hanging out this morning. It's Coriel in for JP. He's on a staycation for the next couple days. So I'll be doing it. I'll be doing my best. Can't say I'll be doing great, but I'll be here.